It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host today, and this week is a special edition of Fresh Oil. This week, I'm sharing the stories behind some of the songs that I've written that have gone on to touch the nation and the world. And, you know, back in the year 2020, I was having dinner with a friend in Florida, and he was the one who planned the event known as The Return with Jonathan Cahn back in September of 2020 in Washington, D.C., as thousands gathered on the National Mall and came there to have a day of repentance and a national day of turning back to God and remembering God. As Kevin and I are sitting around the dinner table with our wives, he asked about my pro-life song, Cry of the Little One. And my wife had it on her phone. I played it for him. And then he said, Keith, is there any way you could have that song made into a music video by the time we do The Return, which was just a few weeks away? I said, we will sure try, and I did it. The song was ready. And that day was such an incredible day because actually I wrote the song all the way back in 1984. Who could have imagined it would go all the way to the year 2020 to find its place in history and the day it would be used mightily by God? You see, at the very moment Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice, was lying in state that day in the Capitol, as Amy Coney Barrett was being sworn in as a Supreme Court justice who would eventually help to overturn Roe v. Wade, at that same time, my song went out on giant screens to thousands upon thousands that were gathered in the National Mall that day in Washington, D.C., as well as going around the world to millions watching on television. It was such an amazing day. But now let me tell you the story behind the song that was played there in Washington. See, before I started Grace Family Church, I served as a youth pastor, and I showed the film called The Silent Scream to educate my youth group on the subject of abortion. It was a film produced by Dr. Bernard Nathanson. Nathanson was the world's leading abortion provider who had a change in heart as he witnessed technology advance, where he was finally able to see that the babies he was terminating in their mother's wombs were actually responding to pain. They were living human beings. And he quit his lucrative practice and went on to spend the rest of his life fighting the pro-life cause and speaking out against abortion. Now, you might be listening today and you'd say, Keith, this is a political issue. Why are you getting into this on your radio program? It's not a political issue, my friend. It's a spiritual issue. God told us in His Word we are not to commit murder. Now, I showed the film to my group that night, to my youth group back in 1984. And I remember going home that night with tears in my eyes saying, God, please let me do something to help make a difference to stop this horrific plague on our society. Millions upon millions of babies are killed in their mother's womb. Should be the safest place in the world, but it's actually the most dangerous for a baby. As I have done since my early teenage years, I sat down at the piano and I prayed for God to give me a song that could say the message I was feeling in my heart. First came the melody. It was written in minors, as so many sad songs play out. Then came the words of the unborn child in his mother's womb. I later recorded a demo of the song and recorded it later on my Bridge Builder album. And I always like, whenever I sing this song, whether it's a pro-life rally or even here today on the radio, I always like to preface this by saying, while abortion is a sin, it's not the unpardonable sin. It's not just the baby that's the victim. It's not just the mother that's the victim. But the fathers, the families that would hold that child are also victims. And so many times people have spent a lifetime in shame and regret, wishing they had not made that awful choice. Now here is one of the most important songs I've ever written in my life. My song from the perspective and viewpoint of the unborn child. It's called Cry of the Little One.
I'm a tiny little baby boy in my mother's womb. Every day it seems that I am growing. I've got my daddy's eyes and my mama's curly hair, waiting for my day to come, just knowing that my mama's gonna hold me tight. Dad'll be so proud. Think of all the sounds, oh, that I will say out loud. Oh, it won't be too much longer. I know I just can't wait. I wonder what my name will be. I just hope that I'm not late. Saw the doctor, I don't know what he said. Maybe she's not feeling good. Oh, she's lying there in bed. Heard her crying late last night. If only I could see, I bet she'd feel much better. Lord, if she could hold me. Oh, my hands are growing stronger, move around. Tell me how much longer till my feet can touch the ground. At the doctor, oh, I know it's way too soon. Hope she's feeling better. They just took us down the hall. Probably won't be serious. I heard my daddy call. But just as I was growing up, they pulled me from her womb. They took my little body and they broke it all in two. Somehow Jesus found me. He held me in his arms, told me that he loved me. It just seemed to break his heart. He said, don't be disappointed, child, I know the way you feel. They pierced my side, I was crucified. Oh, my body they did kill.
A very heavy song I wrote back in 1984. From my Bridge Builder album, the song Cry of the Little One. You know, when the song aired on the big screens in the National Mall in Washington, D.C., I was sitting in my office a couple of days later and my phone rings, and it was a lady who told me she was a graduate of UCLA and she does screenplay writing in California. She said, Keith, I would like to use your song in my movie. And she went to send me the script, and I approved it, and we'll see if that comes to production. But you know, Psalm 139 is one of my favorite psalms of David. David said this. He said, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them ever came to be. Friend, we're living in a day when abortion has become a hot topic in politics. But really, it's not a political issue. It's a spiritual matter. When God gave his law to Moses, the sixth commandment told us clearly, you shall not commit murder. Solomon said this in Proverbs 24, verse 11 through 12. He said, rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. If you say, but we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? You see, friends, I believe that we have to take a stand as believers. We have to speak up for the unborn child who can't speak up for themselves. Does not he who guards the life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done? Solomon said. See, friend, I've found myself often wondering, if I was alive during the Holocaust in Nazi Germany, would I have been a Corrie ten Boom? Would I have spoken up? Would I have risked my own life to save the Jews that were there that day? I sure hope so. You see, my friend, we're living in an age when millions of babies are being killed in the mother's womb, and we as Christians need to speak up and do something about this Holocaust that's happening in our society today. For just a moment, I want to speak to those of you who are listening who have had an abortion. I know how Satan works, and it's so amazing how he spends so much time talking us into sin and doing something that's wrong, and then he turns right around and condemns us for the sin we have committed. See, the Bible says the pleasures of sin are just for a season. The decision seemed right at the time, but Satan torments your mind afterwards. You see, friend, there comes a day when we recognize that we've made bad choices, we've made wrong decisions. And if that's you today, and if you've been through the horrific pain of an abortion and the torment that follows, I want you to know something today. God is as close to you today as the air we breathe. Because see, the Bible says that he's close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. I'm not here today to condemn you. I'm here today to offer you forgiveness and healing that comes from the cross of Calvary and what Jesus did for you. I believe today we need to speak up during this election period, and as abortion's going to be on the forefront of our evening news. It's going to be touted by the enemy, saying that it's the thing that people need to have as a choice. But it's not a choice, friend. Only God has the choice when it's our time to die and our time to be born. There's an interesting passage of scripture in Job chapter 31 and verse 13 through 15. It says this. Job says, If I denied justice to my men servants and my maid servants when they had a grievance against me, what will I do when God confronts me? My answer when called to account, did not he who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one form us from both within our mothers? My friend, I want you to know today that God's the author of life. Even when people have no idea that their actions are going to lead to the birth of a child, and they act so surprised when they find out. You know something, friend? God's never surprised. He's the author of life. And at the moment of conception, he puts a spirit and a soul within that tiny little baby inside the mother's womb. God gave a plan for that child's life. As a pastor, I feel compelled to speak out today against abortion. Sometimes people say, Pastor Keith, you shouldn't say anything because it's a very controversial subject. No, I believe it's very black and white. I believe God made it very clear to us all that he is the author of life. If you're here today listening to the program and you're saying, Keith, I did make a bad choice and I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know what I should do. Let me tell you something, friend. Jesus is as close as the air you breathe. All you need to do is call out to him and say, God, I need your help. I made a mistake. Please forgive me of the sin of abortion. And friend, he can take it as far as the east is from the west. Let me tell you something. One day, you're going to meet that child in heaven, and you're going to be able to see that child because every baby, from the moment of conception, God made a living, breathing soul, and they're alive in the presence of the Lord. Friend, it's no accident that you tuned into the program today. I believe God brought us together for such a time as this. Thank you for joining me today. Tomorrow, I'm going to share yet another story behind the song right here on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace. God loves you.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he He makes His mercies new every morning.